This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is Frog Week on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin out, probably somewhere in Peanut Island, getting stung by a jellyfish. Us, on the other hand, we are breaking down the latest and greatest in sports news. Starting with, locally, your Miami Heat. The streak has been snapped, baby. Let's see what this means for the rest of the season. But your Miami Heat were able to topple the Charlotte Hornets 122-105 behind a strong performance from Andrew Wiggins. Leroy.
Should we sit here celebrating a team that your team just beat that only has 18 wins?
No. It is definitely one of the low moments of my fandom.
You do know you did lose to them during the streak. So you should be happy. Hey, man. Listen. Hey, Leroy, there was a time you might be in a drought. You need a slump buster, baby.
Slump buster. Yep,
nothing like old Peppermint Patty coming into town.
You know? Sometimes you got to make a call to the bullpen.
Hey, Pat, that's what lefty. I said. Hey, whenever I'm in the slump, old Peppermint Patty with them lime green, them mint green uniforms.
There you go.
Them are the ugliest uniforms in the league, right?
No way.
Yes.
Let me see. I gotta think of a word. Oh, I don't really care for the Pacers uniform. I guess a new one.
Yeah, but they ain't mint green, dude.
Mint green. Is there a worse uniform? I gotta get back to you on that one. They can't be the worst ones, can they? Because Charlotte has that nostalgia.
Wait, I'm gonna tell you now. Yeah. Anybody else?
Pelicans
uniform. I put up the mint green jersey. Ain't nobody in sports got mint green uniforms.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't care what combination or how they look. But the colors.
Yeah.
Like, who had the mustard uniforms? Or the mustard court or something? Was that Indiana?
Oh, you talking about when they were doing that, the NBA. That NBA. What's that thing? The NBA Cup. The NBA Cup.
They had some ugly uniforms. They
had some ugly courts, yeah.
But that ain't nothing compared to these uniforms.
Yeah. I don't know. I
ranked these worse than when Maryland went with all that crazy crap on their helmet.
That's crazy. Now, I personally wouldn't be a good barometer for this because I love the orange jerseys for the Dolphins. I love the lime green Seahawks jerseys.
Lime green, though.
That's what a highlighter.
That's highlighter green.
Okay.
No, it's a big difference.
There's a difference.
Because those uniforms are cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I go a couple of shades off of that and give you mint green.
Yeah.
And no grown man should be playing a sport in mint green. Sorry.
Got to have an Easter suit mint green. Got to give it to him.
Dude, I'm going to tell you what. Ain't going to be a whole lot of dying of the eggs this Easter.
Really? Why?
Yeah,
why
you got to get a mortgage to buy eggs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, not according to the White House's Instagram.
Dude,
apparently.
Did you see, what's his name? I think Plies, the rapper?
What about him?
He ordered an egg, and it was $35.
Yeah.
It was like $35.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy. What kind of egg is that?
For an egg. For an egg.
Ostrich egg?
Where?
Quail egg?
I don't know. Like, dude, they're selling.
Whole Foods.
People are selling Lucy eggs now off the carton. Like, they're selling one egg for $8. People Lucy, will buy it. Like, they're selling Lucy
let
eggs.
Let me get 10 on number three, and you got to let me get an egg.
Yes. One egg. Lucy eggs. Hey. That's crazy.
I mean, I don't know what they're going to do in the hood without that big jar of pink eggs.
Yeah, I know. I need that. You know, those are going to. Oh, my God. Actually, now that you mentioned it, those are going to be in short supply. I need to get my stock up.
You like those things?
Oh, I love pickled eggs. I had one the other day. I don't like it when it's in the plastic either. I love it when it's in the jar with the spatula that hasn't been washed for quite some time.
Hey.
Yeah.
We wondering why we catching all kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's why.
I give you exhibit A.
Oh, yeah.
It's the counter at the corner store.
Yeah.
That have all different types of animal parts. In formaldehyde is what it looks like, right?
Yes. And vinegar, just a little bit of vinegar.
Hey, you know, look. When I was good, when I was a kid, five jars, right? Here's what you had. You had your pickled eggs.
Yep, hot sausages.
You had your hot sausages, which is disgusting because they're too mushy, right? You had
pig feet.
Your pig feet.
Yep.
And then we had pig lips.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Disgusting? I'd find that just disgusting as a pickled egg.
No way. The pig feet is where I drew the line. I'm like, nah, I'd rather not know what's going on. I don't want to see that. But and you can't, they would have
you
pickle.
Know, I tell you what, when you walk up to those jars,
yeah,
you'll never have to ask what it is. Because you see them them nails?
Just looking at you. What am I supposed to do? Get in between the pig's toes? Like, I don't want to do that. This is strange. I don't want to buy that.
But you eat a mushy egg. So now you're going to go to the corner store and it's going to be $5 for one egg.
Yo, imagine. That's like them trying. Imagine they try to charge me an Arizona iced tea for like $4. I'd be pissed.
And it says $1 on the can.
It says 99 cents. What are we doing?
Hey, you know what? Corner stores don't have they don't have no coot.
Yeah.
Even say $1.59. I'm like, it say 99 cents on the can.
Tax.
Sir, it says $2 for $1.50 on this. And they're like, I don't know what to tell you. Take it or leave it. Leroy, we have some tickets to give away. I had mentioned this earlier in the show.
Yeah.
A family 4-pack of Miami Heat tickets. We're giving those away, so make sure you keep listening. Next is 15 Minutes of Heat. We're going to look ahead to, I guess, our Super Bowl.
The end of the season?
No, because the end of the season, you know,
hey,
whatever.
Hey, question.
Yeah.
Here. You know when the fan base knows the end of the season?
Yeah.
When you start talking about additions and subtractions in the offseason.
Exactly.
You know, when you start talking about what we're going to do next year.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, the way they play their young guys.
Yeah.
Is it better or worse to play as many games as possible? They ain't getting no run.
Look, they can play all the games they want. The one that I need them to win is tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
That's why? Tomorrow. I need, look, we're going to talk about it in 15 minutes of heat. If you want to start lining up, 305-567-0560. I'll be giving away a family 4-pack of Miami Heat tickets. This is what I want in regards to suggestions to those people who want to call. I need the best way to make Jimmy uncomfortable. I'm going to give you my suggestion as an example.
You know what? As soon as he come out to walk, I'm going to start playing Pharrell's Happy.
Find your joy now, buddy.
He'll just dance to that.
I say my way to make him uncomfortable, my way of getting back at him and being the most petty possible.
0-10?
Nope. I would. No pre-show video. No pre-show. No, no pre-game.
Is it, well, can I say this?
Jimmy Butler, we love you.
I'm going to say this, and this is no disrespect to Jimmy.
Yeah.
Because I know what he's done here, and I'm not taking away from it. Too soon.
Too soon for the video.
No.
Yeah, it is.
So was it too soon?
Because the breakup, I need time.
So let me, hold on.
If you've been married 20 years and then you get a divorce and then your wife come with her new man to, you know, a kid's function or whatever, right?
The Lakers and the Mavs had a big trade, right? A trade that none of the superstar players knew. The Mavericks went to L.A. The Lakers had a video tribute for Anthony Davis. He didn't feel a certain way.
Yeah, but he was traded.
Okay, but so was Jimmy.
He didn't have a hostage takeover to get out of there.
But he didn't even know. At least Jimmy was letting you know for months that he wanted to leave. He wanted to be traded.
Okay, you want to leave, then we ain't going to celebrate you when you get back away.
I'd rather know that I want to have a divorce thing out of nowhere. She just, hey.
Yeah, here's the divorce papers. The difference, though, Luca and AD were traded. So when, no matter how unhappy everybody was, when they come back, you can give them their video because they weren't the catalyst behind being out of there.
Jimmy was traded as well. He may be the reason for the divorce.
Do we not remember all the stuff? Huh? And you want, before this year's even out, you want us celebrating this stay here?
Because if you don't give him a video now, it makes no sense to ever give him a video.
I'm not celebrating the breakup.
That would be weird on the second time.
Yeah, like the second time you give him the video? That's wacky. Yeah.
If you don't do it now, you don't do it ever.
Don't do it at all.
So you guys are...
I'm with you.
Am I on an island here, do you see where I'm coming from?
You're coming from, but if you're going to do that, then next year, if he comes with Golden State, don't give him a video.
Nothing.
You can't be like, okay, after the fact, the man came, it's been a month since the trade. So it's either you show him love or you don't. That's it.
I'm not as petty as Pat Riley, I don't think.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out tomorrow, but
I think they're going to do it because of the optics. I don't think they're going to do it because they want to.
Well, we'll see. If it's a graphic that says thank you, Jimmy, or if it's like a full-fledged video, let's lower the lights.
Just 1 minute.
Everyone watch this thing. That's different. That's a different love. It's almost like saying,
I'm going to Twitch on this.
A call for
what
happy
y'all
birthday.
Think? What y'all think of Twitch?
Well, look.
Like, what's up?
We'll find out.
They're going to side with you. They're going to side with you. But the thing about it is, fine. If you don't want to give him the video tribute, fine. I get it. But then don't ever give it to him. Don't come next season when Golden State comes. That's when you give it to him. That's wild.
Is it an indication of how the Heat feel about Jimmy when they gave his number away 2 seconds?
Quick. There you go.
Yeah.
That could be a reason why there's no video. But look, we got 15 minutes of Heat coming up. We'll be able to discuss it. And we're going to actually hear from Jimmy Butler, who seems to be no selling his return. Got another other thing that we need to worry about, though. You can go to the game, and after you get done with the game, maybe a couple weeks after that, you stop by Live Golf. Leroy, why don't you tell us about the event that is coming to South Florida?
You know I'm all about events. I'm all about doing it big, and I'm all about golf. Especially this time of year, the weather is beautiful. This is why we live down here. And we love the big events. And Live Golf is coming down next weekend, April 4th through the 6th at Trump National Doral. And you know, because of the Blue Monster, they're going big. Join some of the giants of the game and John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, and many more. Not only that, they got huge DJ sets, epic street food, and ska punk legend Sublime headline. This is how I enjoy Live. I go sit in my one spot. I have me a couple of cocktails. They have all the merch you can buy, whatever. They have tents all over the place. The music is playing. You can sit in one spot and see all of the golfers. You don't have to be there all day. You sit at one spot. They all tee off at the same time. So you can sit in one spot, just see all the players come through your spot. Grab your tickets at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
What is it good for?
Absolutely.
is it good for? Absolutely nothing. This is the Tobin and Leroy Show. Our boy Tobin out.
Why are you in witness protection all of a sudden?
It's camera. I know, man. It's like a telescope dissecting a frog every time he does that, man.
It's Frog Week. You got to respect me. It's Frog Week. Frog
Week. Hey, so my daughter,
look at you in the lab.
My daughter hung out with her intangible side this weekend. All they went to a place called Bathtub Beach.
Sorry, what is it? What is this place called?
Bathtub Beach.
I don't like it.
It's a beach of bathtubs?
No, it's like it's surrounded by coral, so it looks like a bathtub.
Huh. All right. Okay. Yeah, this is in Martin County, Florida.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good beaches over here, too. I just want you to know that. Seems they like go, a three-hour drive or something.
Yeah, she told me that a crab tried to grab her foot and drag her in the water. And
no.
I said, "That you sure that was a crab?" She said, "I didn't see it." I said, and guess what? That's why daddy don't get in the beach. Get in the water.
Bathtub Beach. Never heard of this before, then.
Hey, man, I'm telling you. Again. Now, are you considered a Latino intangible or no?
Yeah, I think so, right? Because just based off of like, well, my dad.
How you in?
But just based off of my skin, people would probably assume so.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying this because he don't speak Spanish.
No. Listen, and that gets overstated, I think, a little much. I think also.
Not in Florida, dude.
Okay, fine. But you put me in Georgia, and I may speak the most Spanish for a 30-mile radius everywhere I go.
I don't know.
What are they doing in Georgia?
It's Hispanics.
What are we talking about, dude?
Wait. Why are you?
Are you trying to fool people again that you know Spanish? Because you don't.
There it goes.
See? Figgy, the only thing Spanish about you is your name.
Yeah, Latinos are exempt from intangibles.
You grew up in Little Cuba. Doesn't mean that I don't understand.
That I grew up in Little Cuba?
Yeah, okay. It's Cuba with money.
I'll have you know my entire family is Cuban. So in order to communicate with them, I had to learn a certain language.
So you're just proving my point. Because you grew up in Little Cuba.
I was raised Cuban.
I'm just enjoying this brown on brown crime going on right now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is the lightest brown-on-brown crime you've ever seen, I'm sure.
I know.
You guys are.
Between J-Fig and...
Oh, my God. J-Fig was playing ball at the Buckets and Betts, and it was like, oh, my God, she was getting a tan.
She was balling. I have never seen two people more enthusiastic...
For son?
...about playing giant...
Oh, yeah. Beer pong?
Look, you put an activity next to me, I'm going to play.
Yeah, and it was competitive, too. She came back on one of them. She was down to the final can, and she came back.
I was down, but not out.
Not out. Although, she had to switch up the grandma method she was doing. That was not working.
I know. Like, you looked like you were 80 throwing that thing.
That was not good.
So, you know why I started doing that? Because I was watching the Netflix show Running Point, I think it's called. And one of the players on the show does the granny...
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny, so I did it.
Well, once you switched to the push shot, that was a wrap. She was a sniper from there.
Damn.
Did you have fun, Jennifer? It was a blast.
I had a blast. I would love to do the show from there every single day.
Yeah. From just that area?
From just that area with that kind of attention and service, yes.
I saw J-Fig had to fight off the waiter from taking her sandwich away because the service was so good.
Wait, so I could tell that he didn't really speak English.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't you just speak to him in Spanish?
I think at one point I did switch to Spanish.
Yeah, well, after he tried to grab your sandwich four times.
Because first I start off saying in English. If I see you're not understanding me, then I switch to Spanish.
Yeah. Mm.
And then if that doesn't work, then I am hopeless.
What's crazy, though, is you shoot him away from taking your sandwich because you said, no, I still have some sandwich left. Please get away from me. You took one more bite.
Don't touch my sandwich.
You took one more bite
and then threw it away.
And then ended up throwing it away.
No, I didn't. What?
No way. You didn't finish it.
Yes, I did. I finished everything.
Vlad, no, that was the second.
Let me tell you something. Soon as Vlad, I want to apologize for me and Tobin, because we left you hanging on a couple of segments. But I gotta tell you that every time somebody came through them doors with a different item,
a food,
yeah,
no, look.
Where'd you? When I came back with a blondie, and Marcos about lost his mind. Where is that?
I didn't even know there was a dessert table.
No, look.
There's a snack table. There's a.
I understand. Being there, I understand. It was just too much things. Like, I want to shoot basketballs.
Yes.
I want to do beer pong. I want to go eat. I want to lay bets. That was just. I want to look at the scenery.
Nachos.
Oh, I want. There was a lot of distractions.
Don't forget the
popcorn. My only problem with you guys, there was six of you there, including the engineer.
Wasn't me that time.
and nobody could say, hey, they're back.
Nobody just had a headset on.
That day, I will say, the speakers were all the way down.
I get it.
The next day, to not get you angry, I told Tree, please turn on the speakers.
And everybody was on time. But there was that.
Like,
if it was only like two, I understand. But it was six of you guys there, including the engineer. So somebody should just.
Technically, I wasn't sitting down, so I didn't see any of that.
Hey.
Everybody but else I was get there, the, and they weren't looking.
I get it. It was.
I would definitely.
You finally get it.
I honestly wish they were doing it again this weekend.
Oh, dude, I was thinking, why can't we do it for Sweet 16 and Elite Eight?
Guys, it's a lot of money. It was a lot of money the Hard Rock put down.
Hey.
Like, let's just do this again.
I don't care. That was, I'm trying to think of what other events we could do it for, but that's really
I did
the only
think,
way
how come
do
we don't do that for the Super Bowl? I did think, like, a Super Bowl party would be cool.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Cool. I'll suggest it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
As it is 15 minutes of Heat, and as I did promise to give away Heat tickets, I want the opinion, do we give this man a redemption video? Do we ban number 22s from being worn that day?
Oh, come on.
Hold on, wait, question. Why would you want to give him a video if he lost his joy here? So he's going to be looking at the video, reminding himself of all the joy he lost.
Let me ask you guys a one simple question.
Joy he lost.
Let me ask you this one simple
Team
question.
Team Petty.
Yes.
If the Miami Heat were 17-4 since the Jimmy Butler trade instead of 4-17, would you be feeling the same way?
No. Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'd be like, man, we'll throw him a video.
Well, I'm not rewarding you for your actions. Mm. Right? Like, if you didn't play for us or didn't want to play for us for whatever reason, it has nothing to do with how well or bad we're doing right now. I'm not celebrating you. I'm not celebrating you for the way you treated the franchise. It ain't got nothing to do with being petty.
Let's check what this person
like.
On the
we
phone
just
is.
Here's what they're gonna do. They're gonna give him a tribute video so they can say we taking the high road.
305.
No.
305-567-0560. Heat fans, get in here. Want to know what you're thinking? Do we give Jimmy Butler a video tomorrow? Do we raise or lower the prices of coffee? Do we play nothing but hip hop so he doesn't get in the zone? You know how much he loves his emo, or he loves his country music.
It's M.O. now.
If for some reason you feel he does deserve it, or you love Jimmy, I want to remind you.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question before you get into that. Is it because Gaffman says, Vlad, the Heat rules are no video unless you got a Heated championship? Is that true?
No, that can't be true.
Nah.
No, because we just had someone recently who we gave a video that definitely was precious.
Was it Goran?
No. Goran definitely deserves a video. We love our boy Goran, but that's a good question. I don't think it's championship worthy.
Too soon to celebrate somebody for your franchise that it ended the way it did.
Dude, if
for
you don't,
whatever reason.
All right, I'm fine with that. But then if you don't do it now, don't do it at all. Don't ever do it.
I'm fine with that.
Tuesday night, Jimmy Butler returns But Saturday night, Jimmy Butler quoted, "Another game for me," in regards to his return to Miami. Another game that we're expected to win.
So treat it like another game then.
Butler,
no, we're going to treat it like another game too.
Butler wasn't done, as he continued to say, "We were all right. We didn't win like we were supposed to. We made some cool runs. We had some fun." He did mention that he did love the fan base. The fan base, you know, has been there for him. But right now he says, "I was traded from there, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, it didn't end the way people wanted to, yada, yada, yada. But that's so far behind me now, I don't even think about it." So.
Oh.
Just another game for old Jimmy Butler, apparently.
I ain't reading that.
Oh, I ain't touching that.
Don't read it.
I ain't touching that, B.
Another game problem.
That explains a lot.
He ain't giving but 2 minutes a game.
Wow. Okay, hold on.
Let's just give out the tickets or something.
All right, let's go ahead and give those tickets out. 305-567-0560. I will give out a family four-pack of Miami Heat tickets. J-Fig, give me a caller. What the hell is this story that you just posted?
Stop it! Okay, caller number five.
Adamantly denying. Okay, adamantly denying. All right,
caller number five.
Right now, you'll win four tickets to the Miami Heat game. Leroy, do you know when this game is? He doesn't know. I just wanted to throw him under the bus. This game is for the Grizzlies on April 3rd.
April 3rd. She proved you wrong.
That is caller number five. Caller number five. Right now, when we
come back next week.
Yeah, it's next week. When we come back, Leroy is going to hand out his game balls and game bums. Welcome, welcome, welcome on in. It is the Tobin and Leroy Show live on YouTube. Live on Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM, live right here on your AM airwaves, as well as the Odyssey app, which, speaking of said Odyssey app, the NFL never sleeps, right? The draft is not too far away. The Heat and the Panthers are heading into the stretch run of their seasons, although in opposite directions. Canes news, too, and everything else happening in sports. Don't miss a thing. Download that free Odyssey app today to keep up with our show and all the sports news. Make Tobin and Leroy your favorite show. Now, before we went to the break, I let you guys know that it was time for Leroy to give out his game balls and game bums from the weekend that was. Although I got an idea, it's probably going to be buckets and beds.
No, I'm gonna save that for later, because
right.
I got to basically do game balls and game bums twice.
Yeah, I
feel Monday.
Pretty much.
So I'm gonna save it. But my game ball is gonna go to winning Miami, winning South Florida yesterday. You had the Panthers win a nail biter in a shootout. It felt good to have the Heat win a game where you're not at the edge of your seat wondering how they're going to blow it at the end. So it was a relaxing Sunday, along with all the basketball, right? My game bum has to go to Justin Thomas.
Bum. Justin Thomas.
Golfer.
Ah. Should have known. I thought you were to give it to the guy who organized your charity event that started 20 minutes later. Because he was reading the rules.
Hey.
Yeah.
My boy Keith.
Okay.
Vlad understands this. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
But Vlad understands that there's certain people in this world that treat starting times as a mere suggestion. Saturday, weed was supposed to tee off at 12:45. We teed off a little after one because of the announcements. And I didn't get off the golf course until 6:30.
Damn.
Yes. So, I'm going to chalk it up to being able to hang out with my friends again. Had a great time.
But you didn't need the announcement.
But knowing that every year, for 1 or 2 days, I'm going to have to go through this.
Oh, yeah. But you have to get yourself ready. It's like, you know this is about to come, so you prepare yourself.
You can't get yourself ready. You can't. You think.
You think you can, but you can't.
Longer than you normally play, but you can't get yourself ready for it.
Gotcha.
But back to Just Thomas. Had a, I think, a 3-shot lead. Ooh. With 4 holes left.
And he choked it.
Lost by 1.
Ooh.
What did he do? He bogeyed 2 holes. Somebody else.
Birdied
2 holes. Right. I think it was Victor Hovland.
Yes.
Who ended up winning. So you could easily say that the guy went and won it, but no. Because you bogeyed 2 of the last 3 holes to give him an opportunity. Right? Worst case scenario, should have been in the playoff. Simple as that. So I know golf is hard, and I get it, but that right there, you get the big bucks because you don't do stuff like that.
Makes sense. That is Leroy's Game Balls and Game Bums of the weekend that was.
Bum.
If I had to give my Game Balls and Game Bums from the weekend that was, my Game Ball probably go to Andrew Wiggins. Excellent performance from him. Absolutely amazing. My Game Bum will probably go to that dirty, rotten snake who used and abused McNeese State for publicity. And then first opportunity
Come on, man. Why are you going to be? That's your child.
First opportunity he had to leave. He said, I'm out of here. Deuces. Wait,
that's your son.
So wait. Boom. So all the basketball going on this year.
Deuces.
The only guy that got an NIL deal was the trainer.
Was it
six figures?
Yeah. For what?
The manager.
For
the
what,
team manager.
Leroy?
For getting
what?
Them hype.
For what? For getting for being a cool guy. For being lit. For being one of the guys, apparently.
No. I'm gonna. Can I give a game bum? Game ball?
Please do.
Game ball to our boy Toby.
Toby? Oh, yeah. For, having a successful weekend.
For his,
You know, great job by him. Very knowledgeable. That's his thing, man.
I told you. As mad as he gets me asking him hockey questions, if I need a fight question on any card, he'll break it down.
But my game bum.
Yep.
And I don't like to call anybody's parents bums.
Oh.
But Jaden Daniels' mom, come on. Why are you blocking? That was Juju.
Yeah.
What happened?
You didn't see the video, Leroy? Juju Watkins was, they're at the NCAA women's tournament. I think Jaden Daniels came to see, I don't know who they, if it was like a family member or whatever. He came to see a team play. And so just so happened, Juju Watkins was also at the game and watching the tournament. And they were conversing. And obviously you see Jaden Daniels and Juju Watkins, they're talking. People are going to take pictures. Out of nowhere, the mom comes and sits right between them. And she sees the camera looking at like them. And then she's like pointing like no, don't get it. Like, confused. Like, don't think there's something going on with them or anything like that.
She was blocking?
She was blocking.
Wow.
Strong blocking.
She looked like Laramie Tunsil out there.
Yeah, she looked like Dwight Stevenson.
She was blocking.
It was like, yeah,
wow,
man.
So she basically physically crop Juju out of the picture.
No, they were sitting, like, they were just having, conversation.
And they were very happy.
Then the next time you see them, you see mom in between.
They looked very, very happy,
that's
too.
Raggedy.
They look like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he said, that's raggedy.
I was just, wow, man.
And it was a quick turn, too, because you look at the score. California had 14 when they were next to each other smiling. California had 19, and the smiles had gone away, and Mama Daniels was in between them at that point.
I know protect the assets at all costs, but geez, come on. Yeah,
I would like to complain they're in a different spot, but I'm telling you, there's been many times I had to do some push-ups and some crunches and baby oil all over my body to go outside and break up some closelessness my daughter.
No, that's understandable. But would you do that with, let's say, for example, Fonz was sitting next to arguably the best women's basketball player. You know,
But then here's the deal. I don't know how my wife would react to that. Like, I think she's cool. Like, she doesn't seem like she has that in her. But it's something about when a mom sees their son getting more attention from somebody else other than them.
Right? That's Juju. If anybody will understand. Mama boy for nothing. If anybody's going to understand Jaden Daniels and what he's going through and everything like that, it would be Juju. She's an athlete. She's
what I'm saying. It's not she's a young athlete
who's very good at her sport.
Early age.
They both young. They're not that far from each other. Come on, man.
I think we could add opportunity there to get some super babies.
I thought so, too.
That's what I'm saying. You know? Imagine that. Rookie of the year.
Two-time player of the year in college basketball.
First of all, let me put this out.
Down the line, though, of course.
All of us have dated somebody at one time or another where the mom or the dad is like, and they don't step in, but they have questions, right?
Sure.
That hasn't never stopped you. So if it is going to go anywhere, that mom ain't going to be with her baby all the time.
All right, so I think Figgy has the pictures now. This is what they were like initially, just sitting down, enjoying the game. They look to be, probably.
Yeah, they just chit-chat.
They're just cool.
Very engaged, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then this is a few moments after.
What a block. She pancaked her. That's a pancake block by her.
Hey, you know what's also crazy? If you told me that was Juju's mom, right?
But look at this, both smiling.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Now they look like they're literally looking around her, like in order
to maintain. And she acting like she can't see neither one of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
We know what you did.
It's like a chaperone.
That deserves a minus one.
That's
a game bump. That's a game bump.
Blocking.
Blocking. That's crazy. We bring that to Mike B. He's like, for blocking? What are you guys even?
Jeez.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, Jake Otto asked, can she coach Eichenberg?
Figgy, do you have any game balls, game bums before we go to break?
No, but you guys are bums for making fun of Tobin and his outfit.
Oh, that was
out
good,
there living the dream and look at you guys.
Yeah, that was good though. You got to hear about some of these. Remember some of these guys. Go back and screenshot that if possible because that was a historic run.
Schmeaton was on fire, bro.
What we call him? Tony Roma?
It's Tony Roma.
And you using that.
Leroy. Why did she say? She gave me a new name. Surrogate Shaman.
Corn on the cob. That's a great one.
That was a good one.
Corn on the cob.
Is it okay for me to live vicariously?
No, it's not okay. It's not
other
okay.
People come yes. up with the. Yeah. Yes. I'm not. I didn't make
just
one
that.
Up.
You didn't say one. You didn't make one up. You just repeated
it. Fat other shaming people's is, eyes. Okay.
Fat shaming is if I had created some of that work.
Yes.
I'm just doing my job.
Who's to say you didn't create a new account just to fat shame?
No, I wouldn't.
Nah, that was all Schmeeten.
Off the patch because you ripped off the
patch. Oh, wow.
Nah, that was all Schmeeten. That man was hitting from every part of the court.
He's got a shaming patch.
How much did you pay Schmeeten?
Schmeeten hit one. Nobody. How am I send him some money to do stuff?
Schmeeten hit one with
go take my money and run.
Schmeeten hit one from the logo, bro.
Yeah,
he pulled the Steph Curry. He shot one and turned around and was like this. Yeah, it was great.
All right. When we come back.
There you go. It is shaming wiggle room for you, okay?
No, it's not.
You will stop at
here. That sounds like some fat shame wiggle room.
Wait
for
a minute.
You, Leroy.
Fat shaming is only fat shaming if I'm the one.
You can't keep putting rules behind your fat shame.
It's not.
Okay.
I would not fat shame anybody.
What?
Did I fat shame anyone?
No, yes, not this time.
No, I did not.
Not this time. But we're on to
call them a bagel.
We're watching you. We remember on Friday when you judged me for having a plate.
You did judge Marcos.
Judge me for having a plate. As if Figgy didn't add a sandwich to my plate as I was getting ready to dip.
What? No, I didn't.
Yes, totally did.
I was not making. Wait. So if I'm talking about you eating, that mean I'm fat shaming?
No. You walked by and said, huh, funny how someone's got a plate. I think
that was the exact quote.
That's more or less what I remember.
No,
hearing.
But I was saying that more along the lines
no,
of.
No, you said that, and then Marcos yes. was like, whoa, what there's two people with plates here. Why are you going to point at me?
Not surprised. Someone has a plate over there, fat ass.
No.
Okay.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Co-signing shaming is not shaming.
You know what? You're just mad that I'm telling you like it is, okay?
Co-shaming.
You guys kept saying I was hard on you with these things, but I'm just trying to make you a better person.
I'm not. I wasn't shaming. But sometimes people say some stuff that's, like, hilarious. Like, even your
hilarious, okay.
You just call me a surrogate shamer.
That's good.
Yeah,
like, where else would you hear something like that?
I did.
All right, when we come back, we got more quibbling headlines and a top five double dip of the most successful athletes outside of their respective sports. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.